All right, and welcome back, everyone, to the podcast. So glad that you guys tuned in. This is a podcast that's dedicated to your personal growth, post every Monday. And so today, we're wrapping up the series, Overcoming Obstacles. We've been talking about how there are many times in life that we walk through obstacles. And that's one of the things that we're going to face. But you know what? We have a promise from God that Isaiah 54:17 says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So again, the guarantee is this, is that weapons in our life won't prosper. But what we're not guaranteed is that they won't form against us. So weapons will come. But man, we can hold on to this promise that they're not going to prosper in our lives. And so if you've been following this series, we've been talking about the different types of obstacles that we face. And this is so important because just imagine this, you know, you're in the army and you're being attacked on the south side. And imagine that you retaliate, you're counterattacked, but you send all your troops to the north. Let's just say it's not going to go over well, right? Because you're attacking the wrong source. So you got to know first where these obstacles are coming from and how to operate. And so with that, like self-caused obstacles, like there are obstacles that come in our life because we cause them. We go in depth in episode one or the first part of the series. But man, what we have to do is we have to humble ourselves and trust and know that God will exalt you in due time. So any obstacles that you face, man, if you humble yourself, I'm telling you, God will exalt you and get you out of those obstacles. Man, thank God for God's grace, right? But too many times we try to fight the devil for things that we caused. But man, if we humble ourselves and call to God, he will exalt us, all right? There are obstacles that we face because of the fallen world that we live in. We live in a fallen world, you know. Too often times, people who aren't believers, that begs that question. How can there be such a good God when there's so many terrible things that happen in this world? Well, here's the thing. You know, we live in a fallen world and we have free will. And so the way we overcome those obstacles that are just based off a fallen world, it's nothing demonic. It's just truly because we're in a fallen world. But you have to know that you have the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit will guide you. He will lead you into the right paths and help you avoid those obstacles. But then he'll also help you find a way to walk in comfort, walk in boldness. And the other thing is, because of the Holy Spirit, we have authority. Man, God has given us authority, and there are things that we can speak over that the world cannot change. And so those are just different ways that we can overcome those obstacles. Lastly, what I want to wrap up with, guys, is there are obstacles that are going to come simply because we follow Jesus. So following Jesus obstacles is what we're going to dedicate this episode to. All right. So following Jesus is going against the grain of this world's system, right? That's why Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says this, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So one of the things here is that we're not to be conformed to this world. If we choose to conform to this world, if we choose to not be conformed to this world, we will face opposition. Like, I'll mention a couple topics here, and even in the Christian world, sometimes it's cringy or people cringe, but these are just simple truths. Simple truths as marriage is between a man and a woman. The right for life in a mother's womb. God created male and female. Those simple things that we never thought were issues are now becoming issues if you're conforming to this world system. So when you became a Christian, when you said yes to Jesus and to his word, you basically painted a huge target on your back, right? So there's going to be obstacles that come against us simply because we said yes to Jesus, when we say yes to his word and what his word says. So with that, we have to know in Mark chapter 4, verse 15, it says this, it says, when they hear the word, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown into their hearts. You can read Mark chapter 4, and there are different types of grounds that it's referring to. But the main point I'm trying to pull out here is that Satan wants to come after the word. Satan wants to steal the word that's been sown in your heart. So there are obstacles that are going to come against us, again, because we follow Jesus and we trust his word. You know, you're going to have people. You know, again, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but man, there are times that people are inspired, not even knowing about the devil, that will try to tear you down. Like, how many guys have ever shared a dream with someone and then they just immediately shot that down, or they said that's too radical? I remember with a friend of mine, you know, I shared this dream, and I was very, very, you know, I didn't share it with a lot of people, and I shared it with him, and he's like, dude, you're like thinking too big, or like, that's not going to happen, dude. Like, you're just being prideful. That's what he ended up throwing back at me. And it's like, man, like, ouch, that hurt. And what I realized is nothing against my friend, because he is my friend. But I think just like how Jesus at one point told Peter, when he asked, who am I? He said, you are the Son of God. He said, man, you know, God revealed that to you. The Father revealed that to you. But later on in the verse, you know, Peter says something dumb, and Jesus basically tells him, get behind me, Satan, right? There's that influence. There's that influence of the flesh. And so anyways, there are times that, you know, even people, again, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but the enemy will use people to try to steal the word that's sown in your heart. There are different situations that come up. There are temptations. There are different things that try to take the word simply because you said yes to God. And here's perspective. We can look at Paul's life, the Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28. I'm going to read this, but this is powerful to think about what Paul went through just by simply following Jesus. In verse 23, it says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes above measures, in prison more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils in the water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. This is powerful, man. This is like Paul, like, I just imagine like 50 Cent when he used to sing about, you know, getting shot 9 times. That compares nothing to what Paul went through, right? And just to even think the obstacles that come in our life, how little they may seem when we look at Paul's life of all the different things that he faced. But guess what? At the end of it all, he always came above it. At the end of it all, he always overcame those obstacles. Those obstacles that were meant to be stumbling blocks for him turned into stepping stones for him to rise up. And why did that come? It's simply because he put trust in God. He put trust in Jesus. And that's what I want to encourage you with today, is like, when there are obstacles that come against us simply because we're following Jesus, one, we know that we can relate to him in this, is that we're relating to him in his sufferings. We're knowing him in his sufferings. But the other thing is that we can put our trust in Jesus, that it doesn't matter what's coming against us, we will come out on the other side successful. And this is what Paul did, right? He put his trust in God, and he faced a lot of different things. I don't know about y'all, but I haven't been, you know, thrown to prison. I haven't been beat with rods, or, you know, had stripes on my back, or any of these different things, you know, that Paul has went through. And so, one, we can compare to that and just realize that, man, we're okay. We're going to be fine. We're going to make it, all right? But what we can do, too, is really look at Paul and how he put trust in Jesus. In Acts chapter 27 and chapter 28, there's this instance where Paul gets in a shipwreck, right? He's again, following the Lord, he's imprisoned. And so that's persecution, that's obstacles that's coming against him simply because he said yes to Jesus. But I want us to learn something from this instance. I'm going to kind of paraphrase it for time's sake. But in Acts chapter 27, verses 9 through 12, Paul is warning everyone, like, hey, let's not go forward with sailing. There's going to be trouble coming. But basically, Paul's warning gets ignored. So that's almost like what we were talking about in the last episode, that there are times that the Holy Spirit is going to give you direction. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. If you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I highly encourage you to allow that to happen. You can go back to episode 126, where I go into that in more detail, or you can message me on Instagram, and I'd love to connect with you there. But basically, Paul had guidance of let's not go forward, but it was ignored. So when you're a prisoner, you kind of don't have the right to make the shots or calls. So he had to follow along. All right. But in chapter 27, verse 13 through 20, basically he talks about the troubles that they're in. Man, they're in deep doo-doo, right? And it's like they should have listened to Paul's warning, but they didn't. So they're in this really drastic place to a point where they're losing hope that they're going to be saved, right? And then verse 21 through 26, Paul lets the people know that no harm is going to come to them, just only the ship. Verse 24 of Acts 27, it says this. It says, "Do not be afraid, Paul." This was an angel speaking to him. "You must be brought to Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you." In other words, God promised him they're going to make it. All right. But he's telling Paul, don't be afraid. You must go before Caesar. And that's an important note to make right here. All right. They have to go before Caesar. So praise God, they make it and they're fine. Right. They survive. God's word came to pass. The ship was gone, but they made it. Everyone made it. All the different prisoners, all the different soldiers, the centurion, all of them were fine. Right. So they get to this island, and in verse 28, and this is where I'm going somewhere with this, trust in Jesus. But in Acts chapter 28, verse 3, it says this. "But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks," so basically they got on land and they were going to make fire. "So, but when Paul gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand." So this is crazy. Paul just went through this terrible, you know, obstacle of being shipwrecked. So it's rough. It's hard. He was trying to tell people, let's not do it. Come on. They disobey. They go ahead and they go forward with it. And then they crash, right? And as we read in the other verses earlier in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul talked about how he was in the midst of the sea day and night. So this is rough. He was having a rough time. It was shaky. Kind of like what you're hearing out up here is my dryer. If you can hear it in the audio, it's shaking, right? So it was a shaky, shaky time. And then after all of it, they survive, they make it out. And then he gets bit by a snake. Like, for us, there are so many things, I know even for myself, where things get stressful or they get hard. And it's like one little thing, and it's like, man, that's a needle on a you know, the haystack, or that's the final straw on a camel's back is what I'm trying to say, right? And it just, man, makes us upset. I can see how this had the potential to make Paul upset, but it didn't. You know what happened in Acts chapter 28, verse 5, a couple of verses later? It says that, "But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm." Paul didn't get shook up by this. Why? Because Paul heard the word of the Lord. Acts 27, 24, before this whole trouble happened, he said, "Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar." Do not be afraid. You must be brought before Caesar. Why am I sharing this? Because, guys, there's a plan and there's a promise that God has given you. And if you take hold of that promise and not let go like Paul became confident. And confidence in God's word will make you confident in the midst of any storm. It doesn't matter. Paul wasn't shooken by a shipwreck or by snakes coming out because he knew he heard of the word of the Lord saying, don't be afraid. You must be brought before Caesar. In other words, snake jumping out and biting him wasn't freaking him out because it's like, I haven't seen Caesar yet, so I guess it's not my time. Confidence in God's word will make you confident in the midst of any storm that you face. I just want to encourage you guys with this, that we have to trust God's word. We have to trust. Remember, the whole thing, why obstacles come against us for following Jesus is because the devil wants to take the word. And when you read Mark 4, you see those who are not mature, they allow the word to be stolen. But for us, we need to hold fast to what God has said and believe what he shared with us. So what we have to do is we have to grow in trust. And so just want to make it real practical. How do we grow in trust? Well, one, we got to remember what Jesus has already done for us. Jesus has done so much. I think about it when David was ready to go fight Goliath. You know, looking back, he said, I fought a bear, I fought a lion. He's had these little victories behind him of instances and stories of where God supernaturally flowed through his life. For us, we need to have that very same thing. We need to be rooted and grounded of what Jesus has already done for us. How many times has God come for you financially? How many times have you seen God's healing power, whether in your life or in someone else's? How many times have you seen God pull you out of a mess that you caused? How many times have you seen God come through? Man, there's so many times. So many times. And I know those are things that I have to encourage myself when I go get stressed or there are different storms that come up. It's just remembering, like, man, Jesus, you brought me through every single thing that I've walked through. It's remembering, right? It's being grateful. It's remembering of what he has already done. The children of Israel, they suffered, and when they escaped Egypt, the first generation didn't get a chance to see the promised land is because they would constantly forget what God already done. God fed them. God set them out, split the sea. God, gave them food. God healed them, but they would constantly grow up and complain. So we have to remember what Jesus has already done. And trust me, when you begin to remember those wins, those little things, man, it builds confidence in you. We have to get in his word. We have to become intimate in knowing him in his word. The word of God will transform our thoughts and our minds. The word will give us life. The word will give us this opportunity to grow. I remember, man, when I started getting the word for myself, I'm a pastor's kid, so I used to just really hang off my uncle and my dad's revelation of how they knew God, and that's the only way I knew the Lord is just through them. But I remember for the moment I started getting the word for myself, how it transformed my view, how it transformed my relationship with God, because what ends up happening is I really established a relationship with God. I began to get to know him. I began to get my own revelation, my own understanding of what was coming. I began to grow in confidence and I began to grow in trust. It's because I was having an actual relationship with the Father. So that's how we do it, through his word. And I always say this, man, don't try and go for quantity of, oh, I got to read so many pages or verses. Go for quality. Go for quality. Meditate on it. You know, just spend quality time in the word. And lastly, start with the little things. Man, as you go in trust, start with believing God for little things. I love Brian Cosmos. I've had him on the podcast before, but he mentioned this example where it's just like, you know, he wanted to grow in just hearing God's voice. And so he would go to the grocery store and he would forget his list. And he would say, God, you know what? I can trust you to help me remember what I was supposed to get. And he would just start believing God for the little things in that. See, you know, a lot of times it's like when we get sick, you know, we can easily just say, I'm going to grab a Tylenol instead of believing for it to go away, the pain to go away. And, you know, we'll do that. We'll easily grab a Tylenol. And I'm ministering to myself here. It's so easy to grab one. But then, like, when something like cancer or something that's major comes, it's like, now I want to, you know, dive deep in the word and I want to believe and I want to, you know, hold strong. It's like, no, like, you have to start with the little things. Start with the little things. And you start there, you're going to see trust come. You're going to see faith come. So what am I saying? It doesn't matter what obstacle you face, guys, whether it's something that you caused yourself, whether it's something because of this fallen world that we're in, or whether it's because you said yes to Jesus. First, know this, is that we can trust him. And when you build trust with God, that allows you to easily humble yourself where God can exalt you. When you trust in God, that allows you easily to receive the Holy Spirit, which will give you authority. And when you trust in God, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what obstacle, whether it's yourself, whether it's a fallen world, whether it's because you said yes to Jesus, you will overcome. Remember, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Again, it doesn't say that weapons won't come. Weapons will. But just realize they're not going to prosper in your life. They're not going to succeed. They're not going to be accomplished, or they're not going to go through. You can trust in God. And that's why we remember, we get in his word, and we start with the little things. And so my 1 minute challenge for you guys today is whatever obstacle you're facing, I want you to remind yourself what Jesus has already done for you. Write them down. Write them down. Put them down, what God's already done, what he's already accomplished, and how he's already come through for you. And that can give a confidence that you need to just stand strong. All right. If you haven't already, I highly encourage you guys to sign up for the Growth Environment Guides. So I have this newsletter that I send out every Monday. And basically what I do is I give you the outline of today's message, but then I also give you some extra resources. And so today's extra resources, I have a list of just some promises for different obstacles you may face. And it's pretty neat. There's an app called Abide. So I'm kind of tagging it in there. And basically what you can do is, like, you can click here and it'll take you to this place where it gives you some scriptures, but it also gives you something that's being read to you in it's a very neat way. So I highly encourage you guys to sign up for the Growth Environment Guide and we'll get you guys hooked up. So anyways, we love y'all. Talk to you later. Peace.